The parsha, this is the big inyanim, the kvura of Sarimenu, the zivuk of Eliezer Yitzchak. There's a little pasuk at the end when he comes back that is very strange. What is doing there? It says, "V'yitzchak bo mi ber lachai roi u'yeshev eretz ha-negev." Yitzchak was coming back from ber lachai roi. Rashi explains why. It says, "V'yitzchak Yitzchak l'suach basada lifnei seref." Yitzchak went out, and the pashta pshat of l'suach means to take a shpatzir, to take a stroll lifnei seref. He looked up. He saw a whole caravan of gemalim. So Rivka said, "No, Vateres Yitzchok, Vatipol me'ala gomol." So the ikar mechuvin of the pasuk lechura is the ikar mechuvin of the parasha is that Rivka saw him the first time and she was very overwhelmed from him. Vatoymer le'evit. The pasuk in the middle. What Yitzchak was doing and he saw Gemal and Boim as totally no hemshech and seems to be very irrelevant. If the pasuk, the Torah would have said, Yitzchak bo mi bor be'lachai roi v'yeshev eretz ha-negev, Yitzchak has just was coming, and then Rivka, as she arrived, saw him, she fell off the camel and so on, v'tiskas cholu. That's the mechuvan of the psukim is that she saw him, she was very overwhelmed by him, she asked who it is and so on. The fact that he also happened to see Gemal and Boim seems to have no meaning. I mean, yes, so he walked out and he happened to see Gemal and Boim, and then she saw him and she fell off and so on and so forth. So what's the hemshech? I mean, what's the pasuk telling me? Chazal darshan over here that from the beginning of the pasuk, Eitzitro Such Besodeh, so they darshan that Yitzchak was misakin tefillas mincha. Each one of the others was misakin different tefillah, tefillas shachris, tefillas mincha, tefillas arvis, and Yitzchak was tefillas mincha. So in Avraham Avinu's tefillah, we learn from the pasuk, you know, the amokam ashom asham lifnei Hashem. That's amidof ne Hashem. By Yaakov, Ochi Manur Amokim Azer, Einzakim Veisilakim, Azer Sar Shemayim. Here we learn it from a word that's called Lasuach. Lasuach in Lashon Kodesh normally means there are a lot of synonyms for speech. Sicha is Lachura, a very, very light form of speech. Sicha is schmoozing. It's of all the forms of dibur, it's the lightest. Yekoyre b'shem Hashem, that's the way time says it, to be mispalel. Yekoyre b'shem Hashem, yemischanen, yemivakish, ba'usoin. There are a lot of lashonis, v'eschanen v'nei Hashem, v'echal Moshe, many, many lashonis that have a strong meaning that one would expect could easily could be tefillah. One would expect it, one would feel that their appropriateness is for tefillah. Sicha is the lowest. Sicha is, I guess, colloquially would say hacking. It's a non word. It means, why would that be the lashon that Chazal are using to understand tefillah? It says also the pu'ula that he did, if you're going with the pshuta shemikra, not with the drasha Chazal, means he went to catch all fresh air. Lasuach means to go through the sichim. That's the pashta pshat. It means to take a little stroll, so why would the Torah be meramis the tefillah dafke in a pasuk like this? In the you're taking again a very light activity. almost a meaningless activity. Of course, the obvious, everything is meaningful, but b'chalof, when you're talking about an activity that's described as lasuach, as kind of taking a little stroll to take it easy a bit, to catch a breath, and stay, that's talking about tefillah. Like davahu. You also find, interestingly, that the of the three others that were misaking tefillah, so Avram and Yaakov, both of them, the diuk was a special place. In other words, here was the makom that was omed lifnei Hashem. There was a certain makom that was omed lifnei Hashem. Har Maria was miyuchad, and this is the place where they'll say Har Hashem Yiroya. Yaakov Avinu was vayifka ba makom. All tefillah requires a going to a makom, and that's the halacha being kaveh makom tefillasi. Going to a makom for tefillah is a very important part of tefillah, and that's the inyan being kaveh makom tefillah. Here, Vayetzis Rasuch Basoda is not. It's he went nowhere. He sort of went out of his city compound, whatever it was that he was living in, and he walked out and strolled out. So it's almost a hefer of what you would expect for tefillah. Tosfos says, interesting enough, that lemaisa the halacha is you're not allowed to be mispal in an open field. You know, it takes answers, but I'll call upon him. Others say different roots, but Eich Shalo Yeh, the Pasuk seems to almost saying he went to a no place. It's like when I say, if I ask him where you're going, he's going this and this place. And if I ask somebody else where you're going, I'm just taking a spatzir, I'm just strolling about. That implies no mocking. And yet, here we have it. The tefillah that Yitzchak was misakin was tefillas mincha. Tefillas mincha seems to be a tefillah of no particular zman. In other words, shachris is a very specific moment. It's the sun rising, and that is a mekuda zman, and one expects as the mekuda zman it changes radically. Mave yoimu, mave loyla. You know, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is poseach the shaorim, and the sun comes out, the sun goes in. That's a moment of chilufi mishmaris that one would very much expect that zman should be important. The day is a time when a person does things. That's a zman that needs tefillah. The night is a zman when a person is mafkid his shalom shabbos shalom. That's a zman that needs tefillah. Mincha is a neither here nor there zman. The only siman in Milsa is that the sun begins to move down a shtickle. Okay, that's not a very particularly significant moment. What does it signify? Say the sun is beginning to go down. And interesting enough, even though normally, in both in Shachris and Ma'ariv, the tefillah should be ideally as soon as possible, vasikin in the morning and davening early part of the night, not to wait till later, is preferred in halacha. For mincha, it's the opposite. The order of preference is mincha ktana comes dimdumei chama, meaning close to the shkia is preferred. Mincha ktana is preferred of mincha gdoilo. So you have a zman, which is the beginning of the shemesh going down, and yet the preference is further along rather than earlier. I like that. Why? I mean, since this is a kviyas man, if the notot solar, if the beginning of the movement of the sun, if chatzos is the zman grum of mincha, shouldn't the tefillah be as close to chatzos as possible? That's what logic would say. The whole mitzias over here of this tefillah's mincha seems to be. Much doesn't have what are the usual prerequisites for tefillah, the usual markers for tefillah, whether it's makom or zman. And yet, Chazal say that a person should always be zorned for his mincha, because al yor was nene dafket mincha. Mincha has a chshivas that is that Chazal put a special dogish on it. So, what is it exactly? One more point. It says that the Medrash Rabbeinu says that when Rivka came, so what was she overwhelmed by? So it says, Sofsa sheyodoy shtucha b'tfila, she saw his hands stretched out in tefillah. Omer, she said, Vade Adam Godlhu. He's Vade in Adam Godl. That's why she was so overwhelmed by it. So tefillah is a davar chashuv, but what exactly is? I mean, keilu is tefillah the kaver on chashuv? I mean, she saw that his hands are stretched out in tefillah, and he said vada he must be adam chashuvu. I mean, yes, tefillah distinguished people who weren't maminim. Let's say the fact that he was being psalmed spoke not to avoid a zara, but the fact that his tefillah is what's mafkin to Adam Gadol to a stamp person, and it's mashma that she was overwhelmed by him. That's why she was sort of stunned by seeing such a big person. So let's be misplaying a little bit, and it'll take us a little bit into understanding the meat of Yitzchak and Avodas Hashem. The Sforim all say Avram is a b'chin of chesed, Yitzchak is a b'chin of stin. They struggle in how they use lashonis that he was mamtik midas hadin. Idlo midas hadin usually is very difficult, but he turned midas hadin to toiv and brought out toiv and so on. I'd like to try to explain this in yanim kefir kenu and understand in the world of avoda what it is exactly. Midas hachesed is a midah that is expansive. It reaches out. It tries to include. It's giving. That's one of the chinas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chinah of chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world its existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there always to help. And those are the first inyanim with which a person, that midah in a person recognizes that midah and reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a toivu meitiv. A person that has that, this is something that I want to be part of. I want to receive from the Shefa HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and I want to be a chelek of that. That's the first midah, and that's why it's the easiest to give midah in Klal Yisrael of the Rebbein Shalom. So a person, because a person wants to grow, become bigger, become better, from the most gashmis of levels till every other level, a person recognizes that biladai, a person himself won't attain it, and it's Rebbein Shalom whose yod is psucha, and we ask from Rebbein Shalom, and Rebbein Shalom gives us, that's the tzura, that's the elementary tzura of a niver terbeire, and that's tefillah, that a person wants to go further. We spoke about it about mave, that a person is a seeker, a person looks for things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the address where to find it. That is the aleph, the side of a person reaching out for the Rebbein Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to run bedin, and the midah of din means that every ma'isa is examined to see, is it emes? Is it oisgehalten? Is it consistent? Is it through and through? We judge it to see what it is. So that in itself would never ever allow us to be, because once you take Maisa Adam and you examine it, at some point, if the standards are extremely exacting, then our Maisim disappear. It's like, you know, if a person wants a ruler that's within an inch of a real foot, many rulers will fit that. If it needs to be within a tenth of an inch, there'll be some rules. If you need within a thousandth of an inch, you're not going to have rulers. So Lemaisa, when the Midas Hadin, as it becomes more and more exacting, and meaning closer to what the Ribbono Shel'olam, the standard of the Ribbono Shel'olam, our Maisim and our essence begins to evaporate. And that's why it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the world could not stand that. Kadosh Baruch Hu added Midas HaChesed to sort of alleviate it. There was one person who was Kol Kulei Din, which means that his Avodas Hashem was with that standard of perfection, and which meant that in a certain sense he no longer had existence. Yitzchak was Afrei was Sava Munach Tatzia Kavid. Akash Baruch was a Miachet Shmo Lov when he was living, Yitzchak was somebody who was the ultimate of Midas Adin. His perfection, he was Oyla Tamima, never left Eretz Yisrael, and that was the Mida that was his Mitzias. That Mida has a profound effect on Tefillah. Normally, when I come to somebody and ask for something, so I feel that I have something, and I'm asking for more. So I'm working for a company, I get a salary, I think I'm owed more, I deserve a bonus, I deserve a raise, and I go to my boss and I present it. So it's a bakasha. It's I'm asking for something, and it's for more. I'm asking for more. Even the etzem asking has a certain sense of self. I'm a person. I have a case. I have a right, and I'm asking for something. Now Avraham Avinu asked to save Sodom. That was a tall order, but he prefaced it. Cholila, you know, Ashevet Kol Haaretz, Ulayeh Chamisha Tzadikim. There was a certain bakasha that stood on something. In other words, if there's a schus, it should save a city. And the bakasha was the words of somebody asking for something. When you ask for something, you are you. You stand before the person that can give you more, and you ask for more. That's the tzur. So every type of dibur is an expression of a certain strength of mine. It's a certain I'm going and I'm asking. Sicha is a very different type of bakasha. Sicha is not a bakasha. It says a pasuk in Iyov, Sicha Mar Libi. When a person comes and he talks out his tsar and his tsarist to someone else, to a friend, it's not because he's expecting he's expecting something. It's because the need to express your tsar and your emptiness is what sicha does. So sicha is really an expression of non-existence to a degree that I don't even have the oomph to ask for something. So it says, "Daiga b'lavish yisichena lacherim," means, if the person can help me, if I need this and this cure, and this person has the medicine, that's a bakasha, it's a tchina, it's a tachnun. But if there is no known derech of refuah, so all I'm doing is a sichamar libi, Mar Nafshi. I'm expressing my tzar and what I don't have. So sicha is it's not light. It's sicha is an expression of one's emptiness, of one's lack. The person whose avoda is with miras hadin, when he's standing in front of Baruch Shalom, does not even have the azus of a request. It's simply ampyric. It's my lack to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal darshnit from a pasuk tefila la'onik ki yatov. The ani, it's a tefillah of an ani. An ani is someone who's lacking. Ki yatov. Yatov means either faint. Yatov means it's like when somebody crumbles up. It's like when something comes bundled up because a person becomes deflated totally. So you have this big inflatable something or other tent. And then you wrap it up. It's nothing. You've reduced it to its nothingness, to its core, and that's it. Kiyatov is a pchina where the person's metzias is completely compressed. Tfila le'oni kiyatov. There's a special tfila of an ani, the person who perceives he has nothing, when he perceives that he doesn't have anything. That's sicha. Hashem, the sicha over there, yishpech sichoi, he pours out sicha. He's not the function of the sicha is not a request. It's a pouring out my tzar, my emptiness. In many ways, that sicha, that pechina of tefillah, is the most powerful, because as long as I am I, and I'm making a request of you, then there's a certain back and forth. If it's ke'ene shifchal givirta, if I have nothing, then kol kuloi, whatever it is that I have, is Ribbono Shel'olam's. When I have something, the Ribbono Shel'olam is a shutef to me. So if I'm margish that I have A, B, or C, milus, accomplishments, whatever it is, so I want siyata d'shmaya. I want the Eibishter to invest in my business, and I'll acknowledge it. Okay? But when I deher my nothingness, in a world of din, Hashem is niskav levadai. It's true, yom adin. In the Yom HaDin, when everything in the world is judged and nothing is deemed to really exist, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nizkavadei, in a form of tefillah from somebody whose mitzias is kol kuli bottle, then that's a form of tefillah that in many ways supersedes any other form of tefillah. So Yitzchak's midah was the Vayetze. In other words, Yaakov and Avram, their tefillah was to go and make a request to Ribbono Shel Olam. So you go and you knock on a door and you make a request. So it's humiliating, it's not pleasant, it's humbling. But I'm me. It's me who also took charge of my life, and now I need to go bang on a door and ask. Yitzchak, He left the city. He left his place, Pashit. In other words, mitoich tsar, mitoich feeling of not having. It wasn't a going somewhere. It was a leaving. The sense of I have nothing. When it says the Ribbono Shel Olam, terem yikru vani ene. In the world of tefillah, where a person has a sense of self, and a person is making a bakasha, So the mile of tefillah is that I make the bakasha, and Ibn Hashem responds to the bakasha. Somebody comes to me and asks for a nedava for some reason. It's part of the interaction that I hear out the person completely, and then I tell them what I could do. But in the world of the people that are margish emptiness, that are margish less lemigramic klum, they have nothing, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this person is never going to, it doesn't have to come to knock on my door. He's not coming to knock on my door. His expression of less than migromi klum, that he has nothing of his own, is the makom for tefillah to be chal. It's the makom where I can give. If I see somebody in the street, chas v'shalom unconscious, I don't wait for him to call 911. I don't need his request. I see me. That's it. There's nobody there that can be mevakish. When somebody doesn't feel so well, he comes to me and says, "I don't feel so well," then we need this exchange. Yitzchak, obviously, the tefillah here says, "Lezeisis pal kol chaserei lov leis mitzoy." Leis mitzoy is the isha. This tefillah was a tefillah for an isha. In other words, it can't be that he was going out, and this is what he's davening for. So when he, as he walked out his city, his dwelling, his residence, when he left his self, there was no self. That's when he saw Gemalim coming. The tefillah, the imag of the tefillah of a person who works with that midah, is to see it as it is. As soon as he dehares that he's not, that's where there's the makom for the yeshua to be chal. So that pasuk is telling me specifically what exactly it is. Tefillas mincha is an interesting zman. Tefillas shachris, a person's is going off to do his avoda, and the tefillah is for siyata d'shmaya. That's the nature of it. A person goes out to work in the morning, whatever he's working at, and if it's Avodas Hashem, it's Avodas Hashem. But he's charged now with doing Avodas Hashem. He's going out, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him. That's, you know, the Adam Yetzir philosophy. Person goes out, the Adeor, a person goes out to work. Mm-hmm. Nighttime, a person is helpless. The Rosh made it where he's mafkid his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't require any his baininess about a person's lacking. That's what we are. B'yot chav kedruchi. There's no makom for them. As the day goes on, and a person measures his avoda, so he could measure it and feel, okay, I have something. Or he can measure it and feel that this, whatever I've done, doesn't measure up to what needs to be done. Tefillas mincha is a certain tefillah of the herring, that type of inyan. The norm is when a person sets out for a mission, and if it's not going the way it's at halftime, so to speak, he feels it's not getting there. That's the point where a person says, I'm not going to manage. And therefore, there's a malyusa. The more of his avoda has gone by, and the person has deherred that it doesn't measure up to what it should be, that's where you have that feeling. A person's yodayim are his klei avoda. So when a person works with his hands, then a person does and accomplishes, and whatever is accomplished is him. We speak even Chazal when Yisrael Shlich, there's a yoda richted, yodayim of a person are his accomplishments, his asiya. When a person is begging, his hands are cupped. it become a klikibel hefer of a chiasia. Yodav shtuchos mean that the hand is empty and there's not even a mokum kibel for it. To be mespalel with yodav shtuchos means this teher that we're talking about. It takes Yitzchak. The normal tefillah of a person is hands cupped. It's the person, and it does say that. The reason said others like a person who cups hands to be makabel. It says certain things they should hold it that way. Those are normal mahalchim of a person. Person feels he has something, he asks for more. So the person is requesting. When a person holds out his hands empty, shtucha, that tefillah is unique. And b'meila, she was overwhelmed by it because she saw something that is extraordinary. It's not nimtza that anyone should live with that tzura. And b'meila, that's why she was overwhelmed. I want to explain a point here that maybe wasn't so clear, and I think it's very important to understand it. When we talk about midas hadin exacting and having and so on and so forth, when we see somebody who's down on himself, when we see somebody who is, we see sometimes a so-called another that either looks to us like the person is depressed or looks to us like it's a sheker. You know, whenever you meet an anav, so somebody says to yourself, I don't know, it's like either he's got to be kidding. He can't really think that he's a nothing or nobody. On the other hand, you meet somebody and you say, I don't know, does Akash Baruch Hu want us to be depressed? Is that where we are? And the person, faket, his quote-unquote another is driving him to not doing anything. It's not that, that's depression. That's nothing, it's Marashchera, it's from Sitrachra. The famous story of the Goyen said there was somebody there who would say Nevias, and said he wants to have nothing to do with him. It's coming from Marash Chayra, and it's from the Kriyas Atumah. That's not Chiyas. Anything that is coming from Toiv has Chiyas to itself. It has oomph to itself. That's not what we're talking about. Midas Hadin, and we spoke about Steinman last year. Midas Hadin is a very different Indian. The another that comes from Midas Hadin. When a person measures himself, we started out with giving an example of a ruler and how it's strict, so on and so forth. A person can have many yardsticks to measure himself at, and Midas Hadin is the yardstick that measures a person. A part of growing in Avedas Hashem is using a more defined yardstick, being able to be oimed more and more on a higher standard. It's not that the person, so if a person is makish himself, so lamashal, a person is training to carry mass amount of weights and he walks out with, I don't know, 100 pounds strapped to his feet, so when the person is walking very slowly, he says, I can't walk. If he thinks he's paralyzed, he's not normal. He's not, something's wrong with him. But if a person says, you know, my standard should now be 100 pounds on each foot, and I can't make it. So I think that this is the standard I should uphold. He understands that he's probably much quicker and much stronger than most everybody else. But so what? what's the standard HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me? So when we're talking about Midas HaDin, we're talking about not some you know, pro forma, well, we're nothing, who are we, what are we, so on and so forth. And we're not talking about a person fooling himself. We're not talking about a person just kind of being depressed. I don't see some. So if with a 100-pound weight on each foot you can't walk, so that means you should lay on the couch all day. If that's what it's bringing it to, then it's not coming mitayif. In Tatev says, if a person's approach and a person's perspective is toiv, it's only uplifting. But so the person is using a different standard, and using that standard to measure up to. Yitzchak was the oimek of midas hadin. There's one phase where I ask for more, I do more, I expand my activities. There's the next phase where I consolidate, and I after doing something for a while, I ask myself, how emes is it? How much is it solid and ingrained in me and down deep? A person is used to learning an hour, and then he puts himself to learn 2 hours a day. So there's a time for pushing, and a person is taking on more. And then there's a time to start testing. You know, how kavu am I with the second hour? How focused am I? How much does it take to derail the second hour? And so on. The midas hadin is the measure of man's accomplishments. And every time when a person's okay, we now take out a different ruler, and we use a different standard. It's a mila that we move forward another standard. But at the first step that we take out a new finer yardstick, we recognize that we're off by a lot. The tefillah of somebody who stands for the Ribbono Shel Olam and perceives what he doesn't have in the healthy way, in the way that we're talking about Yitzchak, is the ultimate tefillah. It's not a tefillah, because every tefillah that of a request, then that tefillah is something that includes me. As we said over a few years ago, Tisha B'Av from the Piesnitsa, he wrote on his 40th birthday. He was from the Gdoila Admirim in Poland, tremendous Eved Hashem, tremendous Amkin, extraordinary person who was killed in the war. And his 40th birthday, he wrote a little note in his diary, and he said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, by the standards of Shulchan Aruch, by the literal standard of Shulchan Aruch, I think I could say that I'm good. I do all the mitzvahs. I keep away from avarice. I learn as much as I can. That was as I can. Everything seems to be fine and wonderful. But not one aver in my body is a Yiddish aver." And what's the point of living if this is life? And his tefillah to Ribbono Shel Olam is be megayer me. That was basically the lashon that he uses. In other words, the sense of nothingness coming from a makom of kedusha is the ultimate tefillah. Tefillah la'oni ki ya'atoif v'fnei Hashem yishpach sichoi. When an oni, the hairs is anius. And then it's an expression to Ribbono Shel Olam of I'm seeking Metzias. I can't even turn to you because I'm talking to you because I'm a sicha marnafshi. I just need to express my tzar. When a person's tshuka is for something, and his yodayim ashtuchus in tefillah. That's the ultimate tefillah. The beauty and the grandeur of that person is the la'anovim yitin chayim. When we see a person who's chashev, accomplished, good, we see a bas of adam, and we see ma'isim tovim adorning the bas of adam, and it's very nice. When you see somebody who's a real onav, who is kol kuloi, sees himself as empty, then kol kuli, what he is a kli of Asheras HaShechina. the tremendous height of Yitzchak, that she fell off a gomel looking at him, that he overwhelmed her, is because Yitzchak's yada was shturis b'tfilah, his whole metzias was just a nesia of shchina. The big people that Klal Yisrael had, that people were in awe of, all had this tchuna. There was a sense of nothingness, and therefore there was a sense of everything. All they were was lifnei Hashem yishpech sichoi. When a person is being shefeach siach, then it's lifnei Hashem. It's whole metzias lifnei Hashem. He doesn't have to go to a place or a time where na'arit lechot. Doesn't need a time. Doesn't need a place. The whole person's metzias is that metzias. So Yitzchak's Avinu's midah, which was an unworldly midah, was a midah of somebody who was past misa, who was afritz of munach. That midah is a midah that kol kuloi, its standards are ultimate, and the person's deher is total lack, and. A person who stands with yad of shtuchas b'tfila, then his whole metzias radiates the lanav mitachin. Chams. What?